for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. This is the 2016 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, July the 2nd, 2016. Gene Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on Overcoming the Spirit of Intimidation. Before Gene Williams gets up, Randy Ritchie is going to share on Deliverance 101.
I want to talk to you a little bit about it. Yeah, we'll just call this a little quick message of Deliverance 101. Because I've been observing, and God is doing great things. There's people getting delivered here, and people are agreeing with the Lord and repenting. But I want you to know that we're dealing with a legalistic force. We're not paranoid people. We walk in grace. We do what we're supposed to do. But there are methods of battle that people that have done this a long time know ways the enemy will halt or take advantage to stop a deliverance. Now, let me tell you something. When you go confess your sins to Jesus, 1 John 1:9, he gets it. He's just and faithful to forgive you and cleanse you of all righteousness. Amen? But when we confess to the Lord our sin, we've gone before the court of heaven and admitted before the court that we've broken the law. Because God's law is still in effect. If you break the law, problems happen. Amen? And so, but when we're going before the court, we're going through the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. He's our advocate. He's in effect our attorney. And so when we've done that, we have presented our case to the court, said, I did it, but Jesus. And when you do that, the judge of the universe looks and he says, okay, I call you not guilty and I'm willing to expunge your record. Okay? Cast it out. Gone. But the enemy we deal with is an outlaw. And I want you to understand, if you had a rent house and you had a squatter in it, okay, and somebody wasn't paying their rent, you can kick them out, but first you got to go to the court. Okay? And then when you go to the court, now you have the legal right to kick them out, but sometimes it requires the sheriff to come escort them out. So in the name of Jesus, we become, in effect, the sheriff to say, you demons have to go. And I want you to understand something. They have to go. They don't have a choice when the court has been approached and it's been found in your favor. And God always grants favor to a true heart of repentance. Always. And it's not an emotional thing always either. There's sometimes some healing and cleansing and things and emotion that causes us to weep. But the most important thing is with the choice of the will, you decide to agree with God and come out of agreement with the devil. And permission granted to the living God, because He won't go past your free will. Understand that. He won't go past your free will. Many times hearts change just simply going, Father, give you permission to soften my heart. Spiritually soften my heart to where I can be loved and love people. Yes. Permission granted to God. Alright. When Sister starts her ministry today, and even before, and as we're going through, there's been call after call after call to repent. Start repenting. If something comes to you, a vision, I don't care if you dealt with it 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or yesterday, God is showing you. Now, don't worry if it's ever the devil showing you, but you know what you do with him? I repent. Now shut up. How you handle him? If it's God, you don't want to miss it. See, because we get messed up in layers. So you're born in a mess. You receive a mess that you inherit from your parents. And then your own actions and what people do. So you put layer after layer after layer after layer of demonic stronghold, which is bad thinking, demonic influence, demons come inside. You can have 500 spirits of rejection from 500 separate events. Okay? So each layer, as we let God, this is a walk through. Everybody say, I didn't get messed up overnight. I'm going to give you time to fix me. Amen? Two steps. Now listen, I don't prophesy this over you. I don't speak to you, but I want to speak this encouragement from now and from beyond. And beyond here, that two steps forward and one back is progress. If you did that, you'll walk out of the room. If you keep walking. All right. The legalist. So as you begin to repent, and she ministers and you repent, God brings an image to you. The Lord speaks in a number of ways. He speaks through a still small voice. He speaks through visions. He speaks through dreams. And He speaks through an unction of the Holy Ghost. You don't even know why you know, but you know. We don't care how He speaks. But we want to be receiving. So if something comes to you, don't wait till the end when she takes you through repentance. Just in your mind say, I repent. If you need to forgive, release it. If you need to forgive, release it. Okay? I release them. I'm not going to charge anybody. Give up your charges against anybody, because your charge is when you call them guilty. The unforgiveness is the sentence against them. Refuse to charge anybody with anything. If you were them, you'd have done it to you too. You get that? If you were them. If you're somebody else, you're going to do exactly what they did. You, by the grace of God, you may not be doing something, but it could have been us. Amen? Could have been me. Now, when the deliverance begins to happen, okay, and prayer is coming and demons are being called out, spirits, the Greek word for a spirit is pneuma. It means air. It's like air. I'm not saying they're air, but they're like the air. They come in through the air often. They leave by air. They will leave with burps, coughs, yawns. You could feel like you want to throw up. They leave out of the orifices of the body. Sometimes they shoot out of the body. Okay? But if you go to yawn, cough, burp, don't stop it. I don't care if you burp 100 times. Nobody cares. We want to see you free. Amen. Don't worry about the left. Don't worry about the right. And here's the key. This event, the event called deliverance, the ministers are no more or no less than facilitators introducing the problem to the answer. The answer is Jesus. The problem is sin and the devil behind it and our own flesh. You'll have to crucify that later. It's been told over and over. Crucify your flesh. That means say no when you're tempted. Okay? To keep him out. Don't touch the person next to you. Don't comfort your husband and wife. Don't be holding hands. Don't keep your arms. Because what will happen is the spirits in you will strengthen the spirits in them. But it also takes the attention off of Jesus and Jesus alone in that personal ministry between you and the Lord. And it will absolutely block your deliverance. And the number one most important person in your deliverance is you. Jesus is already the person that provided for it. But it's you that determines how much you're going to get. So when it starts, do your best to focus, breathe in. You don't have to hyperventilate. We see people, you don't have to do that. You'll get dizzy. And it might be a demon, but it probably isn't. You're just dizzy. Okay? But just breathe in and out of your mouth. But if any of those other things begin to happen, we're not saying they have to happen. I had a man tell me once, and I say it over and over, and he said, listen, I had a man pray for me and he said, breathe, I breathed and my life changed. If that's the way it happens, so be it. We don't determine the manifestation. Okay? Those demons are personalities. They act the way they act. Jesus can determine that. Okay? But I want to give you that counsel. And then when it happens, do your best. We're on Saturday night. We've been doing this since Thursday. There's great ground been taken. But let's fight hard. Get in the fight. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Don't think it's already done. Just get involved. Stay focused. And will in your mind. Don't be praying in tongues. Don't be praying in tongues. You pray in tongues afterwards. We'll magnify God. But if you start praying in tongues, you're not in the receiving mode. You're starting to pray. It'll stop your deliverance. It just will. So we won't. We're not helping. Don't pray. You give him permission with God, with your mouth, for God to do the work. Let him do the work. Then we pray and magnify him and do those things. But now is the moment of your deliverance. So focus and fight and be encouraged and let God get his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Truly the Lord is in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, I just want to give God the praise. My prayer was give us an unusual service. And boy, he has not finished. And I just thank him for hearing my prayers. But I want to say to you today, before I get into my prayer, he loves you and he wants all of you. And yes, this is the night for repentance. When my brother came up here earlier, every scripture that he gave you, he gave it to me. I know that we are in agreement with the Holy Spirit tonight. Agreement after agreement has manifested itself in this place. And as he said tonight, don't let this moment pass you by. Please, I beg you as well, don't let it pass you by. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship and praise before you. I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as my protection. I surrender myself completely to your will. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord God, that you decrease, I decrease, but you can increase. Now, Lord, I'm not here for enticing words, but I'm here for to know you in a more excellent way and to get a new revelation from you tonight, to get a new experience, Lord God. Now, I ask that you will open up the people's ears, Lord God, and let them hear what the Spirit has to say to them today. Now, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I'm so excited tonight. I really don't even know where to begin. When I started out with this message, I had so much against me. But I know that it is an on-time message for tonight. And I know it's an on-time message for what is happening in the world today. My title for you tonight is Overcoming the Spirit of Intimidation. I believe that we are living in this end times that the spirit of intimidation is coming upon you. And that is to shut you up, to shut the mouth of the saints, to keep us from going forth in what the Lord has for us. And I believe that the Lord wants this message to go forth tonight because he no longer wants his people bound by the spirit of intimidation. The spirit of intimidation has moved on this earth. And we are in the times where the enemy is going to try to shut us down, keeping us from going forth and so what God has called us to be. This message is very dear to me tonight. And the reason why it's so dear to me is because the spirit of intimidation seized me a long time ago. Ever since I was a little girl, I fought the spirit of intimidation. And I tell you tonight, intimidation no longer has me. I have the spirit of intimidation up under my feet. So I say to you tonight, you no longer have to stay in the shape that you're in tonight. You have an opportunity to let the Holy Spirit use you and let him do whatever he wants to do to you tonight. Because he desires to do it. Amen. I looked up the word intimidation in the Webster Dictionary. And it reads, to make timid, feel with fear, frightening, especially to compel or deter by or as if by threats. This is what the spirit of intimidation do. It threatens you. It takes you out of your comfort zone. It takes completely control over you. This is what this spirit does. We often feel intimidated around those we think are superior to us. Rather, we believe they are more beautiful, more intelligent, has more money, are more spiritual than we are. Therefore, we feel intimidated in the presence of man.
in the presence of man. The spirit of intimidation, fear follows the spirit of intimidation. God's plan for your life today is to live a life that is free from the moral, the emotional, mental, and spiritual fallacies of sin. He wants you to be set free. The purpose is to shut you down, disarm you of your legal right. You no longer have to be moved by this spirit. You no longer tonight have to be a victim, because the Holy Spirit is truly here. And I know He is going to do a work in you, because He promised. And His word is true. In 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7, and I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible. And it says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craving and cringing and fawning fear. But He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and disciplined self-control." This is what He has given us. Self-control. Do you have self-control tonight? Are you allowing the enemy to toss you to and fro? Because you have to have self-control in order to deal with the spirit of intimidation. You have to know who you are in Jesus Christ if this spirit comes upon you. It is amazing how much time and energy the enemy is willing to invest in order to close the mouth of the saints. We are living in a time where this spirit is raising his head. When I look at the presidential race and I look at Donald Trump, the boldness that he has, the saints need to have it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. I'm tired of seeing weak saints getting stepped all over. They say they got the power, but they don't have no power. The Bible says, "Many worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." It's a lip offering. It's just what's coming out of your mouth, but you have nothing. And the enemy knows that. But you have the opportunity to be armed and ready for the enemy tonight. But it's your choice, as the brother said. We have a choice tonight. So what is your choice? What is your choice tonight? I say to you, choose well. Choose well tonight. Because this can be your last time. We don't know. The Bible says, in Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11, and again, I'm coming out of the Amplified Bible, "And they have overcome, conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. For they did not love and cling to life, even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing." So what are you doing? Are you a conqueror tonight? So it only makes sense that we should try to, it only makes sense that he would try to influence or stop the spoken word of the saints, which is the devil. This has been one of the many spiritual battles I experienced through my life. I want to say to you, I met my husband over 17 years ago. The spirit of intimidation seized me so bad till I didn't know I had a purpose in life. I didn't know that I could stand before you and minister the word of God to you. I was so bound up with the spirit of intimidation, it seized my thinking, my speaking, every beat of my body. But when I met my husband and God brought him in my life, he prophesied into my life and told me, "You are somebody. God wants to use you. God wants to do a work in you." I didn't believe it. But when I met him and I got into the deliverance ministry, I knew that I had a problem. And I began to deal with that spirit because I no longer wanted to be bound. I saw men and women be used of God, and I wanted to be used of God. But even as I look out here tonight, it's many of you want to be used of God. But the spirit of intimidation has seized you because you don't think that you're somebody. You don't think that God can use a person like you. But I have news for you tonight. There is no special person. He loves you as well. And if God knows, he did it for me, and I know he will do it for you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse 14, in the Amplified Bible, "But thanks be to God, who in Christ always lead us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spread and make evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere." We are trophies of Christ's victory. You have the victory tonight. He wants to use you. He wants to do a work in you tonight. The spirit of intimidation has a judgmental spirit that follows. I have been misjudged. You may have been misjudged. People may have sized you up for how you look. Oh, you think you all of that? You think you got it going on? They already done sized you up who you are before they even get the opportunity to know who you are. That spirit followed me for many years. They sized me up for how I look, what I think, what I say, the boldness that I have. Some of you out here may be victims tonight of that. But God wants to deliver you from that. He wants you to be free in him to do his work. Amen? I've been frequently mislabeled as conceited, as a person who thinks they got it going on. I was very insecure. I was shy and timid. But it was often detected when I was rejected. You may say, those who know my background, and those of you who don't, I'm retired Army of 21 years, a platoon sergeant. So you would say, how can a woman who's been in the Army for 21 years, who was a platoon sergeant, can be intimidated? Easily. There's no respect of a person. And many of you out there now, that spirit has seized you. And you don't even realize it, that you've been intimidated. And Matthew's, the 7th chapter, verse 1, in the Amplified Bible says, "Do not judge and criticize and condemn others, so that you may not be judged and criticized and condemn yourself. Do not speak badly of your neighbor or someone, because that same judgment will come back to you. And one thing about it, when it comes back to you, it's very hard to deal with it." Intimidation was a huge problem for me. I did not know it was a spirit and that it could be broken until I got into deliverance ministry. I suffered for a long time and was not able to walk into my God-given talent. And sometimes, even today, the enemy tried to remind me, you could have been that doctor that you wanted to be years ago, but you never made it. You could have been whatever you want to, but I have control over you. So I say to you tonight, don't allow the enemy to stop you from your God-given talent. Because there's a talent and a purpose for each and every one of you here. You are not here just to be here. You are here for a reason. And it's to demonstrate the kingdom of God. That's your purpose. You was not just dropped off somewhere to just sit and chill. But you were here to demonstrate the kingdom of God. And that is what God expects from us. This is what he wants us to do.
Right.
This spirit will cripple you and force you to submit to it. It will force you. Intimidation will overwhelm you and seize you with intense fear. When this spirit takes over, you no longer can function or even have free will to carry out your God-given talent. Because when this spirit takes control of you, it shuts you completely down. You cannot function. You cannot think. You cannot do anything. It takes completely control over your entire body. The root cause of intimidation spirit is fear. Satan is the domineering force behind this spirit. Satan has been a manipulator from the very beginning. He was the driving force behind Adam and Eve, as Carla said earlier. In John 8, chapter verse 4-4, in the Amplified Bible says, "You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the lusts and gratify the desires which are characteristics of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a falsehood, he speaks what is natural to him, for he is a liar himself, and the father lies in all that is false." And that is the devil, and that's what he stands for, because that's who he is. When I got into the deliverance ministry, and I noticed the spirit of intimidation, and I went to a deliverance service with my husband, and I got my deliverance, I didn't know that I was in so much bondage, because when I got my deliverance, I was so free, I didn't really know who I was. When you bound up and don't know who you are, and when the spirit of freeness come upon you and you get delivered, sometimes you don't know how to accept it because you've been in bondage so long. So when you've been in bondage so long and freedom comes, how do you accept that? How do you deal with it? How do you embrace it? How do you receive it? It's a process. It's a process. But thank God for deliverance. You know, we talk about Lake Hamilton all the time. God, if there was more places like this, we can come, get delivered, and take every opportunity. This is a jewel. Many don't have the opportunity tonight to be sitting where you at. This is no accident. This is a purpose and a plan for this weekend. You need to be asking God, what is your purpose? Why you chose this weekend? Why am I here? Because it's a purpose. You're not just here to sing songs and watch someone get delivered. This is a personal walk.
Amen.
It's personal. And he wants to do a work in you. I believe this spirit has become a big problem in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. This spirit is cunning and often goes long periods of time without being noticed. You don't even know that you have it. But you know there's a problem. You know something is wrong. But you cannot identify what the problem is. It has the tendency to gain strength and provoke strongholds in the church. Some of you may be in a church right now that has a stronghold over you, that has intimidated you. You don't know how to get up under it. But let me tell you something, saints. If you're a pastor here tonight, and you are having control over your people, God is going to deal with the control. Because when he put those people under your discipline, it was not for you to control them. It was for you to teach and equip the people. But there are many churches out there today that want to control God's people. You're in a bound up church, you need to pray and ask God about it. Because every one of you tonight, God wants to use, and he will use you if you allow him to use you. The Bible says in 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 7 in Amplified, "But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his appearance or at the height of his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart of man." The Bible says that God judges the heart of man. When he looks into your heart today, what does he see? You can dress it up on the outside, but you cannot dress it up on the inside. Because we serve a God that looks deep within. But when he looks deep within your heart, what does he see? Do you see a pure heart of righteousness? And do he see a deceitful heart? I don't know about you tonight, but I want him to see a heart that says yes. That has surrendered to him totally. It's time out for games. See, we can fool man, but we cannot fool God. My Bible told me, as I believe, that his eyes go to and fro along the earth, and he sees everything. So that tells me nothing get by him. So you may fool man and let man think that you got it going on, but you're deceiving yourself. And it's time for you to let it go. Give it to him. Make a difference tonight. We have choices. What is your choice tonight? Hallelujah. Because we have the tendency of looking at the outward appearance, we make the grave mistake of thinking gifting, anointing, or ministry is a success. So we look at the big time ministries, as my brother said, all these big time ministries, and we think they got it going on. God do not want us to look at what the other churches are doing. He wants you to seek him for yourself and get your answers through him. Not what somebody else is doing. You don't know how that person got what they got. But your flesh say, I want that. I want to be just like him. I want to be just like her. But what happened to being just like Jesus, the one who created you, the one who made you, the one who knows you? What's wrong with looking like him and being like him? But I got news for you, because my Bible tells me that you were created in his image. So you already looked like him. So there's no way around that. It's a done deal. It's a wrap. Hallelujah. I want to know. I did not miss this. I began to look at pastors who I thought was so anointed, and I realized that those who are anointed, those the ones Jezebel noticed, because intimidation coincides with Jezebel. She comes to dominate. She comes to manipulate. And she comes to control. That is her strategy. That is her plans. And she desires to carry them out, if she can. These spirits are often successful, even when going against those who believe are mighty in the Lord. You got some that is mighty in the Lord and seized with the spirit of intimidation. Elijah was one of the most powerful prophets in the Bible. The story of Elijah, you know the story, 1 Kings 17 chapter and chapter 19, shown through intimidation and fear of Jezebel. The Bible says Elijah called down fire from heaven and defeated his enemy. Yet, when a single angry woman threatened him one time, he lost every shred of vision and ran away. He moaned in self-pity and depressed and begged God to kill him. My God from heaven, if a woman, Jezebel, the intimidation spirit, to cause that much damage to an awesome, powerful man of God, then what do you think he can do to you? All right. Intimidation is not a spirit to take lightly. Intimidation is a spirit that needs to be dethroned in your life. Because if you do not take hold of this spirit, it will kill you. And it's just as simple as that. And the reason why I'm so adamant about this spirit, because this spirit seeks the man and woman of God and shut us down and keep us from going forth in the Lord. God has given you a voice, and he wants to shut that voice because he don't want the word of God to penetrate on this earth. The spirit of intimidation is going to shut you down if you don't take control of it. The devil is on his mission 24/7. What are you doing? What are you doing? Intimidation, I believe tonight, has seized some of you right now till you even know who you really are. You don't know what's going on. You got somebody thinking for you, telling you what to do. You can't hear God for yourself. You got to call up everybody else. What is God saying? What is he doing? But God is speaking every day, every moment, every second, every hour. He is speaking all the time. But are you listening? If you allow a man to control your life or a woman to control your life, you are in error. You are in sin. I'm not talking about husband or wife as Carla talked about today. I'm talking about letting someone dominate, manipulate, and control you. That's sin. Praise God. It is time to take your position in the Lord. It is time for men and women to rise up and know who you are in the Lord. I hear many saints say, oh, I love the Lord. He's powerful in my life. But as soon as something hit them, they're wailing and crying and calling up everybody. They can't hardly take it. And it's turned out for that. I mean, God wants to do a new thing in you. He wants to give you that strength and that power that you need. And one more thing I want to add to this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When we're going through our trials and tribulations, it is not for us to go around and murmur and complain. Oh, poor me. Look at me. I'm going through. You're supposed to go through as though nothing has touched you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because when you're going through, you say, Lord, you got this. It's all right. I don't need to stand in front of me and say, look at me. I'm going through. It's time to know who you are in Jesus Christ. When you know who you are in Jesus Christ, you can take whatever is thrown at you and you can trust God and say, Lord, I give it to you, Lord God, because you promised me and you have given me the authority, and I'm taking authority over this situation. I'm taking authority over my circumstances. I'm calling back my children. You cannot have my son. You cannot have my daughter. You cannot have my husband. You cannot have my wife. You cannot have my job. I'm taking authority over this. Some of you right now are pregnant with the word of God that need to be birthed tonight. But I believe God is going to cause that baby to come forth tonight, that spiritual baby, as a birthing in the spirit realm that is about to manifest tonight. And God is calling for moaning saints who don't mind moaning all night, who not looking at their clock, saying, time is about over, I got to get out of here. God is looking for somebody who would stand still and seek him and trust him. That's what he's looking for. I had a young lady call me, and I'm not getting off the subject here. She called me. She said, Sister Jean, I'm going through something with my husband. She said, I'm just getting so sick and tired of him. I'm so sick and tired of him. She said, I've been praying to God and asking God to do this and do that and do this and do that. I listened. I said, Sister, have you stayed there long enough to hear what he had to say to you? Now, you done told him everything that you want to tell him. But have you listened to what he has to tell you? That was even revelation for myself. The word always ministered to us before it ministered to you. And that's the word of God. And when I told her that, she called me back 2 weeks later. She said, thank God for you, sister. Thank God for just giving it to me straight up. She said, things have changed. See, if we get our mindset right, thinking, kingdom thinking, amen, then we can align ourselves with the word of God. The spirit will speak demonic voices in a person's mind. Something is wrong with you. They may feel sudden outbursts of anxiety. Your palms sweating, your feet sweating, your heart palpitating. Fear, tragedy, something bad is going to happen to you. This is what the spirit of intimidation does. I went through all of those things that I just mentioned to you. Palms sweating, heart palpitating, fear seized me. I couldn't be in a room with a whole lot of people like I'm doing now. You could have got me to stand up here in front of you guys and talk. I probably would have ran out of here. This spirit is serious. The spirit of intimidation is a confusion spirit, discouragement, and frustrating spirit. It's very frustrating. The goal is to cause you to lose your proper place in God. And it was sad for me to say back then, I did lose my proper place in God. But thank God for deliverance. I found my place in Him. I know who I am in God. I know what my purpose is. I know that He have a plan for my life. And that plan is good. That plan is to see me prosper. That plan is to see me go forth. And I thank God for deliverance today. I embrace it. The Bible said deliverance is the children's bread. So if you don't receive the bread that He has given you, then shame on you. Because He has given you a way of an escape, and that escape is through the Word of God, through Him. The church is shunning it, like my brother said, because they may have sin in their life, they don't want to address it. It's a lot of reasons why.
Yeah, that's right.
But God wants to bring deliverance to His people. The longer the spirit of intimidation control your life, the greater the discouragement and hopelessness you become. The greater of hopelessness you become. However, this spirit quenched the Holy Spirit in you. You can't think. You can't really read your word. You don't feel His presence. It's totally shut you down. The anointing on my life at that time was dormant. And I was unable to recognize God operating in my life. This spirit intercepts the anointing on my life and calls me to shut down. Every time I thought about what I lost almost 17 to 20 years ago, sometimes I get frustrated. You might say, well, you probably still need some deliverance. And it's because I am mad at the enemy for stealing what was due to me. So now that I have the opportunity to bruise his head, I'm going to do it. So the enemy tonight don't care about you, want to destroy you. So it's up to you to take your God-given authority and rain down heaven upon him. Because God knows the enemy wants what he has put on the inside of you. You're a threat to him. If you weren't a threat, he wouldn't bother you. Hallelujah. If there is a spirit operating in your life other than the Holy Spirit are controlling you, are controlling the church or your family, you are bound. The only spirit that should be controlling you is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Man,
that is the only one that should be controlled in your life. I know parents who are intimidated by their children. Their children just intimidate them, walk all over them. That is not the order what God has for your children. It's not fun and games. It's not funny. And I have seen parents laugh. And then when they get out of control, then they want to have to kill them. But God wants you to deal with that spirit soon as it raises its head. Because you are held accountable for it. And it's time out for our children trying to intimidate us. We have to take authority over it. Even my 2-year-old grandbaby tries to intimidate me and my husband. But I recognize that spirit and I go after it immediately. Because I would not tolerate it. I have seen people admit to being intimidated, not realizing that in essence, what they are allowing the spirit of fear to work through them. A lot of times, when you don't know that this spirit is operating, you think that you are okay. But you are not okay. There's something that's going on. If you cannot give God the fullness of you, the whole fullness of you, of your life, complete life, then something is wrong. Something is holding you back. Something is going on with you. You should be free. You should be able to praise God. You should be able to love the Lord with your whole heart and soul, to do His will, to do His work. If you are not stepping in your divine order of appointment, then something is wrong with you. Because all of you have a purpose. And you must find out what is going on. I did not know that the spirit of intimidation was operating in my life. But I knew something was wrong. But like I said, thank God for deliverance. Because if I have not been in a deliverance ministry, God knows where I would be today. He set me free. I'm free. It feels good. It's a good thing. It's okay to be free. And Psalms, the 56th chapter, verse 4 says, by the help of God, I will praise His word. On God, I lean, I rely, and confidently put my trust. I will not fear what man who is in flesh can do to me. The only fear you should have is the fear of God. And if you're fearing anything other than God, you're in error. Let's talk about some tools overcoming the spirit of intimidation. Number one, immerse yourself in what the Bible says you are in Jesus Christ. You will begin to realize that you are accepted and loved of God. You are what God says you are. Therefore, these things are no longer the standard by which you judge them or yourself. However, if you see yourself as the Bible says you are in God and speak it, then your thoughts and your actions can live in victory. Number two. Well, let me go back up. I moved a little too fast. I'm still on number one. The Bible says, in Him we live, we move, and have our being. Therefore, there is no room for intimidation. Because if the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, intimidation cannot live there as well. And 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verse 9 says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You're chosen. You don't have to accept that. He lives on the inside of you. So therefore, you don't have to accept the spirit of intimidation. Number two, declare or confess what the Bible says you are in Christ Jesus. Say it out loud. With your mouth, speak it. Let it go. Flow. Let yourself hear it with your ears. Hear what you're saying. It is time to start putting yourself down. You are somebody. Quit speaking negative about yourself and stop believing the lies of Satan. The Bible says in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 and 6 in the Amplified Bible, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make your path straight and smooth, removing the obstacles that block your way. Number three, refuse to accept the counsel of the world. The world system teaches just enough truth to entice you. But God's word teaches the true source of victory. The Bible says in Psalms, the first chapter, verse 1 and 2 in Amplifier, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of the scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord and of his law. His precept and teaching is habitually meditate day and night on the word of God. You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. There is no way around it. You have to have a relationship with him. And he wants it all tonight. He wants it all. To think as the world thinks is to be intimidated by others. To think as God thinks is to be freed from intimidation. Number four, decide that you will not be intimidated by neither man nor demons. At some point, intimidation becomes a decision or a will. You can either accept it or you can deny it. You have a choice. And we all have choices tonight. To accept the spirit of intimidation, or we can move forward. And you can say tonight, I will not be intimidated by men. Not what they say. Not what they do to me. But I will stand on the word of God. I will be a voice piece for God. I will speak his word in season and out of season. I will not be shut down. I will not have a mute spirit in my life. I will speak his word wherever he wants me to speak it. I will say whatever he wants me to say. And this is the season that we're in tonight. To stand boldly before the throne of God and speak his word. This is what God is calling out tonight. Be bold for the Lord. Be bold for Jesus Christ. Stand on his word. Don't tolerate anything. Because the enemy is not going to tolerate it. Stand with me, please. It's time to take your position. Know who you are in the Lord. I want you to recite after me. Repeat after me, please. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Confessing that intimidation has caused me to stumble. I ask your forgiveness for thinking of myself as inferior. For I am created in your image. And I am your workmanship. The kingdom of God is in me. Therefore, the power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Therefore, I can say without any doubt or fear that you are my helper. And I am not afraid of anything that man can do to me. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. If God is for me, who can be against me? I am free from fear of man and public opinion. Father, you have not given me a spirit of timidity, a cowardice, a craving, and cringing, and fawning in fear. But you have given me a spirit of power and love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. self-control. Therefore, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. In Jesus Christ's name. Now I want to say to you tonight, I was up about 3:45 this morning, and I asked the Lord, what do you want me to do tonight? And I know that I heard from the Lord. Everyone that came up here in this podium has talked about giving your life to Christ, repenting of your sins. And I tell you tonight, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he told me, call an altar call. This is what I heard. I have my list to call out demons, but I heard the Holy Spirit say, call an altar call. And even as the altar call went up earlier, when you had the people to come to repent of their sins, I was sitting there and I said, my God, something is going on. Something is happening. Let us see what is going on. So I say to you tonight, wherever you are, fall on your knees. Come, lay it at the altar. Cry out to Jesus with a pure heart tonight. Because God is doing something. Something is happening in the atmosphere prophetically. And God is showing us that now tonight, that if you humble yourself, as my brother said, oh, I'm telling you tonight, God is a merciful God. And his mercy endures forever. And God is crying out for his people to say yes to his will. He coming after those hidden secret sins that you are nurturing, that you are holding on to, that you don't want nobody to know that you are doing it. But I say tonight, something prophetically is happening in the atmosphere. When you find more than two persons saying the same thing, you better take heed to what the Spirit is saying. Fall on your knees now and pray to the Lord and ask God not only for forgiveness, but ask God to change your heart, because something is happening. Something is happening. And as you cry out to the Lord and as you pray to the Lord, ask God to expose what is going on to you. Cry out, my people. Cry out, my people. Don't look at your neighbor. This is not about neighbors. I know you used to be calling out spirits and pounding at the pulpit, but God is doing something differently. This is not my agenda tonight. This is Jesus Christ's agenda. And this is what God wants to do. He wants to set his people free tonight. Cry out. Cry out to the Lord. Ha! Yedavoshanda. Hallelujah. Cry out to the Lord tonight. Yes, this is unusual. We serve an unusual God. God is changing our agenda. Our agenda got to die, and God's agenda got to come alive. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. He's calling his people. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him tonight. Oh God, cry out. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, those secret sins, Lord, that I hold on to, that I don't believe that nobody see me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, but you see everything. Call it out. Call out. Cry out to the Lord. This may be your last time. Cry out to the Lord. Ask God to help you tonight. Ask God to help you.
Humble yourself.
God, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would touch your people. As your people cry out tonight, expose the darkness of the enemy. Expose, Lord God, those things that deep within. Oh God, you said in your word that deep calleth the deep. And I ask, Lord God, that you would look down and you would put out everything that is not like you. And you expose the darkness of the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord God, don't let this moment pass us by. Oh Lord, as your people cry out, Lord God, we decree, we declare, Lord God, victory tonight. We decree and we declare. You say that we can decree a thing and it shall come to pass. And Lord, we decree it tonight. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to him. Cry out to him. Oh, push. Push in the Spirit. Push it out tonight. Push in the Spirit. Cause that baby to come forth. Birth those birthing pains. Call it to come forth now in the name of Jesus. Push. 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 Push it out tonight. to expose the darkness of the enemy. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out. Oh, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, if there is anything in me, Lord God, that is not like you, Lord God, move it out of me. Pull it out of me. Take it out of me, Lord God. More of you, Lord God. I don't want to be the same, Lord God. I won't change, Lord. I want to be used of you in this end time move, Lord God. I no longer want as usual. I no longer want to just pray as usual. But I want signs and wonders to follow. I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your love. I want to know that you are there for me, Lord God. I know that you are pleased with me, Lord God. But I want to know, God, is there anything that is not like you, Lord God? I surrender it tonight, Lord God. I surrender it tonight, Lord God. I lay it at the altar tonight, Lord God. Push in the spirit tonight. Push in the spirit tonight. Press in the spirit. Press. Don't let up. Don't get up until you feel a push in the spirit. Until you feel a release in the spirit. Push. Oh, God, hear your people tonight, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bind the spirit of intimidation at your people. Your people will not be intimidated by the enemy. They will walk into the things of you. They will rise up and be men and women of God. They will be used for your kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, give them a visitation of your glory. Let your glory fill this place. Give us an unusual tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, let us feel your presence. Oh, God, we know that you are here. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Oh, I feel his presence here tonight. Oh, he want to meet with you. He want to dine with you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for using us tonight, Lord God. Thank you for sitting and dining with us, Lord. Thank you for loving us when you don't have to love us. Thank you, Lord God, for giving your only begotten Son. Lord, we love you tonight, Lord God. Hear the cry of your people, Lord. Hear the cry of your people, Lord God. Set them free tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for setting your people free. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. Surrender. Surrender. Cry out to the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Not my will, but thy will be done. Whatever you want to do, Lord God, do it, Lord. Oh, it's all about you. It's not about me. Lord God, fill us with your spirit. Fill us with your love. Fill us, Lord God. Oh, God, fill us with your love tonight, Lord God. Take out those things that is not like you. Oh, God, whether it's a murderous spirit, Lord, whether it's a drug spirit, Lord God, whatever it is tonight, Lord God, take it out of us from the roots, Lord God. Put it out of us tonight, Lord God. Don't let us leave here the same tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, give us a changing experience. Give us an encounter with the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Oh, God, let us feel your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just bind the spirit right now of fear. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. We cast the spirit of fear out of the people of God. And Lord, let your spirit of freedom come upon your people. Give them a spirit of freedom tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord God. Fill your people. Fill your people with your presence, Lord. Fill your people, Lord, as they cry out to you, Lord God. Hear their cry, Lord God. Hear their cry, Lord God. Oh, God, we know, Lord God, that you are saying something, Lord God. And I ask that you manifest your presence, Lord God. Manifest, Lord God, what you want us to know, Lord. Don't let us miss this moment, Lord God, of crying out to you. Don't let us miss this moment, Lord God. Don't let it pass us by tonight, Lord God. Lord, hear the cry of your people, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we know this unusual, but you are unusual, God. You do unusual things. This is your work. This is your work. These are your people. Whatever you want to do, free course, free will, whatever you want to do, Lord. Not about us. All about you. Lord, we cry out, Lord. Oh, God, we cry out, Lord God. Take it out of us, Lord. Don't let us leave here the same, Lord God. Lord, you know every heart that is at this altar. You know every heart. You see the heart because you say you judge the heart of men. And Lord God, even as you look within their heart, Lord God, I ask that you would put out everything that is not like you. And Lord, give them an encounter with you, an experience of your holiness, an experience of you, Lord God. Let them feel a fresh anointing, Lord God. There are heavy hearts that is here tonight. There are many that's here that had obstacles that have come in their path even getting here. But Lord God, we know that, Lord God, that you have caused them to rise up, Lord God, in their oppositions. And Lord God, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you continue to fill them with your precious love. You no longer have a breakthrough right now. Come on, we got to push through. Push through. Cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's here for you. Many of you want family saved tonight. You're in a valley of decision, even in a business deal. But God want to bring an experience to you. He want to show you the things to come. He want to give you that breakthrough tonight. Cry out to the Lord. This may be your last cry. We don't know. We don't know why God chose this, but this is a purpose for it. It's a purpose. It's a purpose. He wants it all tonight. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for revealing yourself to us. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us an unusual service that we didn't even expect. Thank you, Lord God, that we gave you free course to do whatever you want to do. Thank you, Lord God, that it is not our agenda, but your agenda. Thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, for visiting this place, Lord. I feel your presence, Lord, and I thank you, Lord God, for honoring the prayers. Lord, thank you for what you have done, Lord. We forever appreciate it, Lord God. We forever thank you, Lord God. Your mercy endures forever, Lord God. It is your grace, Lord God, that we are even here. And Lord, I thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if you feel a breakthrough, you can get up. If you feel a breakthrough, you can get up. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we give you free course to do what you want to do. It's no longer our agenda, but whatever you want to do tonight, Lord. Hear the cry of your people, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for giving me a visitation of your glory. Thank you for visiting me, Lord. Thank you for giving me an encounter spirit, Lord God. An encounter with you. Lord, I give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Thank you for your people. Thank you for touching your people tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is your service. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, Lord, whatever you want to do. Oh, God, I love you. I love you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free, Lord, that we no longer have to be bound. We no longer have to be bound. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
I believe that we are living in the time Jesus has promised us greater works. As I was on the floor, I began to think about Mrs. Maria Woodworth Eder. In the days of Mrs. Eder, in all of her meetings, when the people would come to the altar to repent, there would be a cloud, a strange cloud, that would come into the meetings, and many captives would be set free, Many, many people will be healed of sickness, disease, and infirmity. And there were many people who were blessed at many of her meetings. Now, when we see that cloud, that Shekinah cloud coming to the meetings, and we know that we have a prophetic fulfillment, that God promises us greater works, and that we are in that time, we should have a heart for the miraculous. Jesus has promised us in the times that we are in his prophetic fulfillment, greater works. And I believe that, and I'm looking for that. And I believe that true repentance can cause us to step into the miraculous. I believe that deep-seated, heartfelt repentance, we can see strange acts and strange works, or strange works and strange acts. I believe that we are in that time where the Lord wants to manifest himself not only in a supernatural way, but a miraculous, incredible way. But we must have a heart of repentance. God, we pray for the people tonight as they came upon the altar, God. And they submitted themselves and they came humbly, and many cried after you and many repented before you. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the atmosphere of Lake Hamilton will change not only in the days ahead, not only in the weeks ahead, not only in the months ahead, but in the years ahead of your blessing. And we pray, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, for those same days, I'm going to step out on faith. Some may say, what? I'm going to step out on faith. We even pray, even in the days of Mrs. Enner, that a cloud would appear and the supernatural would manifest. We pray for the time, and I believe by faith that the deliverance ministry is going to take a new dimension and a new level of exousia and dunamis power and authority. It's only going to come back through true heart. Felt repentance. And many of us are repenting for this nation's sins. Many churches are crying out. Many intercessors are standing in areas prophesying against the satanic gates of this nation. They are prophesying from the White House to the outhouse. They are prophesying for change in the Supreme Court. They are prophesying for change, for changes not even among the presidency. They are prophesying for change in the U.S. military and change for some of these satanic laws and ordinances that have been locked into our nation. So we're in that time of repentance. Repentance, repentance, this is what we've been hearing. And we're in that time. I want to thank God for brother. Brother, thank God for you. Thank God for many others who have felt that in their hearts, that it's time to repent. It's time to come before God in repentance and let God be God.
Yes. And I didn't share with my husband that God had given me that. I want to make sure that I was hearing the correct voice. But when I came into the service, and all I was hearing was repent. I was like, Lord, I got the message. But as my husband said, true repentance. True repentance. No longer having service as usual. We do it this way. We do it that way. But when you let the Holy Spirit come and do whatever he wants to do.
That's right.
Thank
you.
When you do what he wants. When you know that God is in the plan, it's a press where people press in. It's hard to press because the enemy don't want you to get that breakthrough. That's why I say when you was down there, don't get up until you felt a release in your spirit. But if you felt that release tonight, stand. I want to prophesy and release a word into your life tonight. And I'm coming from Isaiah. I want to speak over your life. Isaiah, the 61 chapter, verse 1 through 7. The Spirit of the Lord, God, is upon you. Because the Lord has anointed
and qualify you to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted.
Yes.
He has sent you to bind and heal the brokenhearted,
right,
to proclaim the liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of His favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, and to give them an ornament of garland, of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of the mourning, the garment of expressive, of praise instead of the heavy burden and failing spirit, that they may call oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for the uprighteous, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the ancient ruins, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Aliens shall stand ready, and feed your flocks, and foreigners shall be your plowmen, and your vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. People will speak of you as the ministers of God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and the glory once that of your captors shall be yours. Instead of your former shame, you shall have a twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor and reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double what they had forfeit. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. I prophesy over your life tonight that you will walk into the things of God. Everything that your hand and your feet touched, that you would tread upon. I prophesy this night that God will visit you in dreams and visions, and you will no longer be the same as you leave this place. I prophesy all over this place tonight that the Holy Spirit will give you a visitation of His glory, an encounter of His Spirit, to know Him in a most excellent way. I prophesy tonight that whatever you act in God's name, in His will, that it will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I speak to your spirit man to rise up, women and men of God. Take your rightful place and position in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad and thankful in Him. I pray over you tonight that you be filled with this precious Holy Spirit, that you will no longer be the same. And I pray as He look into your heart, that He will see a pure heart. A pure heart. A heart of righteousness to live a holy and acceptable Lord of Jesus Christ. Give Him a praise.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.